following is a presentation of Refuge Calvary Chapel Huntington Beach. For more information about our ministry, please visit refugefamily.com.
Refuge! Hey! Woo. Welcome to Refuge Daily. Glad that you have joined us today. I'm here. Well, I'm Jeff. I'm one of the pastors here.
Hey, and Jeff. Hey, I'm Chase.
Hi, Chase.
Hey.
Nice to see you. We just saw each other in the morning, this morning, all morning.
Yeah.
In the office. Hey, so we have this opportunity over the next 2 days. We're going to talk about marriage. And don't turn off. Don't turn off. We know not everyone is married. But there is a unique season that we're living in. And people who are married are walking through so many different things. And we've heard, Chase and I have both heard, that some people in this season have had great blessings in their marriage. And so it's been a time of just bearing much fruit. And then we've also heard that in this season, there have been people who have really struggled in marriage. And so we thought today, Thursday, and then Friday, we are going to talk about marriage. In fact, Friday, our wives are going to talk about marriage. So Bethany and Jess are going to talk about marriage on Friday. So, but today, we are going to kind of dive into a little bit about marriage. And this is one of the quotes that actually Chase gave me, and we'll read it. John Piper says this, and why marriage, we believe, is important for all people, even those people who aren't married or don't plan on getting married. That's not the call that they have. But marriages still are important. And here's what John Piper says about that. He said, marriage is meant by God to put the gospel reality on display in the world. That is why we are married. And that is why all married people are married, even when they don't know and embrace the gospel. In other words, marriage for all people is a representation of the gospel. In fact, the Bible says that, and Chase is going to read something about that.
Yeah, so I'm going to read from Ephesians chapter 5, starting in verse 25. And this was what it says. Husbands, love your wives. Husbands, love your wives just as Christ loved the church and gave himself for her, to make her holy, cleansing her with the washing of the water by the word. He did this to present the church to himself in splendor, without spot or wrinkle or anything like that, but holy and blameless. In the same way, husbands are to love their wives as their own bodies. He who loves his wife loves himself, for no one ever hates his own flesh, but provides for it and cares for it, just as Christ does for the church. Since we are members of the body, for this reason, a man will leave his father and mother and will be joined to his wife, and the two will become one flesh. This mystery is profound, but I'm talking about Christ and the church. To sum it up, each one of you is to love his wife as himself, and the wife is to respect her husband. You know, for us, as we were just talking about just this idea of maybe even doing a segment on marriage, we're thinking, man, this is such a key passage because it tells us that, you know, marriage at its core is about the gospel, as that John Piper quote has just said. And, you know, in its context, Ephesians, you know, the first couple chapters, you see just the amazing provision that God has given us in chapter 1. In chapter 2, we hear the gospel, and again, the way that that is meant to change us, the way that it brings unity between two different people groups. And then here, once we get to chapter 5, we've taken in so much, and we've understood, okay, God, you've given us so much. So in light of that, this is our call to live it. And so he talks about, hey, in your relationships, because of the gospel, you are now to reflect it even in the way that you're married. So for the husband, you are to reflect the way that Jesus willingly gave his life for his church. You guys are to reflect that. For the wife, you guys get to reflect Jesus in the way that he, though completely equal, though completely in dignity and power and worth when it comes to him and the Father, but at the same time, he's submitted out of just the authority that the Father had. And so in the same way, the wife gets to reflect that. But we were just saying, man, this is such a beautiful picture, mm-hmm. and it's meant to be this picture of self-giving and self-sacrifice as a means to be able to reflect Jesus in both parts of it.
Yeah, and our wives are going to talk more about the idea of submission, what that looks like tomorrow.
Yes.
And And I would just say this, if you are single, and that is why we want to talk about this, and what Chase just, I think, really well just demonstrated, is that the Bible talks about marriage as almost like a gospel picture. Mm-hmm. It's a gospel tool. And when it's gone, when it does it well, when that marriage gospel tool is going well, it's a great representation mm-hmm. of the church and the Lord. And when it's not going well, sometimes that can really hurt. And so that's why I would say if you're single, be praying for your mom and dad. Be praying for your grandchildren who are thinking about getting married or are married and maybe having a hard time, or be praying for your kids' marriages, and be praying for your coworker that they would represent well the gospel in their marriages.
Yeah, one last thing on that too. Yeah. One author said this really, really well, and I thought it was awesome. So as a married couple, we get to, and especially as believers, we get to reflect the depth of Christ's love as we continually walk out the gospel in that sense. But for the single person, they get to walk out the breadth of Christ's love if they're a follower of Jesus, where they're able to be in different places, but they're still to live life differently and live the gospel and love the people that are in front of them. But it just looks different.
Yeah. So here's one of the questions we thought we'd get a little practical is, what does it look like in this season, Chase Acuna, father of two, Woo. Husband of one? What does it look like in this season to lead your home? Yeah.
All right. Easy. All right. You know what? So, man, I think in every season as believers, we're always to be abiding in Jesus. We're always to be in tune with God's Spirit. But, man, as there's so many things that are going on, I feel like it is so core and central that we really need to walk by God's Spirit. We need His wisdom. I'm continually asking, God, would you give me your wisdom? God, would you help me to, Lord, just as a family, help us to be in tune with what you have. I feel like, you know, there's moments even of just fear throughout the season, if I were just completely honest, you know, there will creep in. And I'm like, well, what about this? Or what about that? And for me, I have to continually just ground just my thoughts and God's word as I meditate on who He is. And man, I'm like, man, this is a little bit scary in these different times, but God, this is who you are. And you are the same yesterday, today, and forever. And so I'm going to cling to that. And that's been one of the biggest things. And again, just continually making time to be with Jesus so I may reflect Jesus in my family. Otherwise, man, it would be really tough.
I had this thought as we had asked the question, like, what does it mean to lead in this season or to lead your home in this season? And I thought, you know, what you just said, absolutely true. Continue to seek the Lord. That I think for every guy who's watching, that is absolutely true. Because I think each home is different. My home is different than your home.
Yeah.
And my call to lead is still there, but there's some nuances to the Wilson home that's not in the Acuna home that I need to lead through and be a part of. And so as we talk to men and how do you lead in this season, first and foremost, center your life on the Lord, be sensitive to the Spirit's leading as you would in all seasons. Mm-hmm. But in this particular season, maybe the voice is, Lord, help me to lead my wife or my kids. Help me to lead my home correctly in this season. And that takes sensitivity to the Lord to say, my wife today maybe needs me to do something that's different than your wife, that that she needs something from me today that she needs. And so I guess that's one of those other things to be praying for the families that are in your family, that the men would be sensitive to the leading of the Lord.
One last thing I was going to say, even with leading in this season, man, just lots of conversations too with my bride has been helpful too, as you know, the Lord speaks to her, He gives her wisdom. And so I think being able to just together seek out, okay, God, what are you doing and how can we be even about your business in this season has been really, really helpful too.
Yeah. What's one of the things that you've seen in Jess in this season that you really appreciate that maybe you've appreciated more?
Yeah. You know what? I think she just has this love for Jesus. She really wants to live in a way that reflects, just the gospel in all areas and live for eternity. And I think it's been awesome, I think, in this season to just to have this connected heart where we always had this, but man, just see it exemplified, even as we're processing through the different challenges that have gone on over the last 4 months or so and stuff too. Yeah. It's awesome to think like, man, we're on the same page, and what a beautiful thing it is to know that, man, we have someone that is walking alongside us with the same heart and with the same desire. And so that's been one of the biggest things. And my wife's just an amazing wife and mom too. And so just seeing her with our boys and the way that she's using this time and the way that she takes care of me, even when I'm stressed out at moments in this time frame.
Amen.
And so those those have been just some sweet things, I think, for me.
I would echo that. There have been times when I've been stressed. In fact, I think early on, we were literally walking once, maybe twice a day just to exercise because of the stress. And Bethany has been, that's my wife, has been a rock through everything. And just the epitome of like, well, let's just go to the Lord. Just a reminder, let's go to the Lord. Let's go to the Lord. Mm. And I think that is one of those things where I think about, man, what a beautiful thing that the Lord did in my life in bringing me a wife who could, stabilize me at times and just be that rock at times. And I think I would say the other thing too is just her sensitivity to, hey, I think our kids need this. Mm. Hey, I need this. Hey, we should do more of this. And let's do less of this. And let's do just that sensitivity that she has to helping to, in some ways, lead our home in that way.
You're doing it together for sure. Yeah. You know, even with that too, that's kind of the opposite side, is we've been doing runs.
Oh.
And I've been so impressed with just my bride where I'm like, man, you're like rocking this, like seriously, like we're running. And I'm like, dang, she's passing me right now. So, but that's been amazing too. And I've loved seeing that.
Yeah. I would say this, we both just had the opportunity right there on camera to tell our wives what we've appreciated about them. I would just tell you that there's power in words. So express to your spouse, if you have one of those, if you express to your spouse today what you've appreciated about them in this season. I think that would go a long way. And so hopefully both of our wives are watching, maybe. They have kids, so I don't know, maybe they're not. through some of the hardships and the pressure cookers of this season, what's one thing you've learned, you guys have learned together?
Great question. Do you want to kick it off on that one?
Sure. I think we learned that we need to have conversations with each other that go beyond what kind of where they were before, which was, hey, you're going off to practice. You're taking the kids there. I'm going off to work. Okay. We'll see you in a little bit and kind of run it. And we've kind of realized that, especially in this season, but probably carrying on as well, we do need to just set aside time to sit down and talk to each other. Because both of us are in some ways wrestling with different things, and what do we feel about the kids going there, and what do we feel about us doing this, and talking about those things, sitting down and having that eye to eye contact, I think has been huge for us, and I think one of those things that we'll carry out of this season into the next season.
Yeah. So I think a couple of things that's always just key for us when it comes to conflict is, again, just remembering that we're on the same team. I think just assuming the best of the other person. I think other things are making sure that we, again, that if we are fighting, we're arguing for the sake of, hey, we want to restore things and we want to reconcile, and we want to be careful with the words that we even use too, right? Or words are powerful. They can either be bullets or seeds, one author put it. And so we definitely want to be careful of that. But I think, again, just that going back to, okay, God, you're so good and you're leading us. And so God, help us to work this, help us to work through these conversations in a way that, again, reflects you and brings it back to your heart. So so those are a couple of just things off the top of my head.
We got a couple minutes. One of the questions that you thought would be a good one would be, what's been an anthem or an anthem song for your family?
Oh,
yeah.
So do you want to kick that one off again?
No, because I was trying to think what has been a song.
Oh.
I mean, I think early on when I heard The Blessing, I saw that, just it really spoke to my heart. I think I will always attribute, especially to the beginning of the COVID-19, that song, The Blessing, really hit me, and we sang it, and we, you know, it's been big here at Refuge as well. So I think that's one of those songs.
Yes. Well, for us, I think, you know, there's a song called In the Father's House by Corey Asbury. That one's been a blessing to our family. We really have been joined in Thank You, Lord by Thomas Wren, Chris Tomlin. That one's just been really fun. But you know what? Footloose has definitely been a dance party song for our family.
So the family just dances.
Yes, yes. So
I want to see that.
You know, just sometimes you just got to dance it out when you're feeling stressed. You're, all right, let's go.
Maybe we could get an Instagram post at some point of the Cunha family doing Footloose together.
You know what?
Can we?
We'll see about that.
All right. All right. I'm just saying. One of the things we asked our wives to do, and then we're going to do for them tomorrow, is to write out a mystery question that they wanted to ask us. And so we don't know what the questions are. We haven't seen them.
No.
Tomorrow we will write a question for them that they'll have to answer. But this question is from Bethany.
Okay.
I'll start us, and then you can close us off. This is what Bethany writes. What has been your favorite new recipe since I've tried during the quarantine? Oh, yeah, because she's cooking a ton more because we have more time, and she's doing an awesome job. Boy, the gluten-free, this sounds gross already if I say gluten-free, but it's the fried chicken that she's been doing. Oh, so good. But and the part that's gluten is the fried part of it. The breaded part is gluten-free. And it is phenomenal. Mm. Like, I had it and I was like, let's do this again tomorrow and the next day and the next day. So the fried chicken has been my favorite.
Yeah, I love fried chicken.
Yeah.
You know what? So my wife said, what do you want for your birthday? Great question. And that would just be sweet time with you, some sweet quality time with you and our boys.
Yeah. Wow. That's great. All it's right. true, too, of you. Yeah, I know
absolutely.
It's true. It's true. Would you close us in prayer?
Yeah, let's pray. Father, thank you for the fact that, God, you remain the same in the midst of every season. God, and our mission remains the same. God, we are to live for your glory. Lord, we're to reflect you, Jesus. And Lord, we want to see you make disciples through us and, Lord, in our families. And so, God, help us. Would you lead us? God, I know this is not an easy season for any of us, but God, thank you that we don't do it alone. Thank you that you go with us, that you go before us, and you empower us for everything that you call us to. And so, Lord, may we lean on you and your goodness. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Hey, make sure tomorrow you tune in to see the second half of this with our wives, with Jess and with Bethany, and see how they answer these questions, how they answer the mystery question that we're going to give them. Thanks for tuning in to Refuge Live. Have a great rest of your day.
God bless you guys.
This has been a presentation of Refuge Calvary Chapel Huntington Beach. For more information about our ministry, please visit refugefamily.com or call 714-891-9495. Set free.